When lightning strikes, imagine you are sitting safely in your home during a thunderstorm, seeing the bright flashes of lightning through the window and hearing the crashes of thunder as they shake your house. Watching this incredible phenomenon, it is easy to understand why long ago people believed that lightning came from the gods. According to legend, the Greek god Zeus threw lightning bolts or flashes when he was angry. The Vikings in Scandinavia also had a god called Thor, who created lightning and thunder. In ancient Rome, a lightning bolt was a sign that the gods were unhappy. Today, through science and modern technology, we understand a lot more about lightning. We know that lightning strikes the ground somewhere around the world about 100 times every second, around 8 million times a day. Lightning is caused by electrical energy that forms during certain storm conditions. Sometimes the lightning is a flash of light in the sky. This happens when electricity passes between two clouds. When the lightning travels from a cloud to the ground, we see a bright forked flash striking the land. These bolts are the ones that can cause damage. They sometimes scan forest fires or strike buildings or even people. Luckily, today, most buildings are constructed to be safe from lightning. But this was not always so. In 1856, for example, a church in Rhodes, Greece, was hit by lightning. Tragically, the church held a large amount of gunpowder and the horrific explosion killed 4,000 people. But you don't need gunpowder to make lightning dangerous. There is enough electricity in the lightning to lift a 1,000-kilogram car 20 meters into the air. So when you are outside in a thunderstorm, it's a good idea to look for shelter. The best thing to do is get inside a building, because this will help protect you. Keep away from trees, water, or metal, as these all attract lightning. Believe it or not, even if lightning hits you, you have got a good chance of surviving. 9 out of 10 people who are struck by lightning live to tell the tale. But those who survive often suffer injuries, so it's not a good idea to see if you're one of the lucky ones. As one expert said, as far as lightning is concerned, it's better to be safe than sorry, Pagina 1.